Nuggets analyst, the coach, George Karl, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook, joins us now. Coach, before we go any further, I'd like you to listen to Michael Malone after the game saying this about his team's performance.
They've had their way with us on both ends of the court. I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see. So I guess for game three, I'm just going to try to find guys that will at least go out there and leave it all on the line. I may have a hard time coming up with five guys that fill that, but these two games, these second halves, have really been disappointing, and that's an understatement.
Okay, honest. But did he go too far in calling out his guys like that, calling them quitters?
Well, you know, when I first heard, I can't deny, I thought he went too far. But, you know, when you think about it, the one thing I don't like about end-of-game interviews, you know, his anger, his frustration is at the highest peak when he walks in that locker room. And then he goes right to the press, and the press sometimes can stimulate you to do something wrong. You know, his team, I mean, I have no problem with him calling out the intensity because it was disappointing. But there's frustration there. There's confusion there. And going to the blame and shame game is, you know, a coach has got to be really careful there. And down 0-2, I think his team has actually overachieved. Most of this year, they've played really above their heads, overcoming so many adverse situations. The most important thing is winning game three. That's the most important thing. It's not what happened in game one, not what happened in game two. We all got to get better. We all got to make adjustments. We all got to figure out things, and we all got to help each other. Pointing fingers and blame and shame, sometimes it works, and guess what? Sometimes it doesn't.
So you mentioned the most important thing is coming out and finding a way to get a victory in game three. Based on the domination of game one and two by the Phoenix Suns, how do you do that?
I think it's all at the defensive end of the court right now. There is some frustration offensively. They've done a good job with Jokic. Jokic has gone from a great player to a good player. And how do you elevate him back to being a great player is, I think that's on the coach. I mean, he's got to figure out what plays, what they're doing to Jokic, how they're frustrating him a little bit, how they make him. But the most important thing in my mind is their defense right now is confused. It just doesn't understand, you know, Booker, Chris Paul, as much as you should after playing them for two games. I thought Booker got better in game two than in game one. Chris Paul was unbelievably good. And don't get me wrong, when you put on paper Chris Paul and Booker versus the guards that the Denver Nuggets are throwing against them, it's a mismatch. I mean, you're talking about great players, all-star players playing against guys. One was playing in Europe last year, and two months ago was sitting on the couch. So you gotta give them some. Yeah, you can criticize them, but you also gotta give them some positive reinforcement to say, hey, we're gonna do this and this and that. And if we get beat this way, it's my fault, instead of just pointing the finger at the players.
How has Nikola Jokic gone from being great to good? Why has he gone from being great to good?
Well, you know, the kid is playing him seems to have more length than most of the defenders. You know, his hand is bothering Jokic's shot a little bit more. Instead of Jokic shooting 60%, he's shooting about 50%. And, you know, we always look at Jokic for when he goes 8 for 10. Now he's going 6 for 12. And he's just not as dynamic in his numbers that he's putting up on the board, even though he's still the best player on the court for the Denver Nuggets. And they just got to lift him up somehow. They got to elevate him back to being that MVP great player that he's been all year long.
You know, one of the things, and it was apparent to me in the first quarter last night, why coaches like veteran players. You're 1-on-4 in the corner, and Michael Porter Jr., nobody's down yet. Michael Porter Jr. is in the corner, and he hoists up a three, and it's going back the other way. And I'm like, you know, you can wait for the rest of the offense to get down there, maybe set up a play. It was one of those, like, it's just a bad shot. It's a bad decision. And for me, I looked at that and go, that that's kind of some of the stuff that you have to overcome as a coach, and that's where Michael Malone is right now, is it not? Is that a fair assessment?
Well, you know, the one negative I think Mike Malone has is he only has one day. Today. He's got to get his team ready today. And working through the ego management and attitude adjustment of negative energy is hard. And that's why losing is difficult. You got to turn the mistakes that you made into positive teaching today, into a game plan of confidence tomorrow with a team right now that is frustrated and has some a lack of confidence. You can tell by their shooting right now, they're pressing a little bit. They're pressing to try to make shots. And right now, no one's making them.
Yeah, it's been frustrating, no question. Hopefully it gets better here, game three in Ball Arena. Coach, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you, buddy.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
George Carl, our Nuggets analyst. He's presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. We got question mark coming up at the top of the hour.